This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Friday morning as we broadcast from Borgata, our home base, every Friday morning. And, of course, we love when it follows a Phil's win. Now, a wacky win, not exactly how you draw it up, but they got it done. And we shall discuss in great detail game number one for the Phil's, the 1-0 Fighting Phil's, who did show some fight yesterday, obviously, coming back in that game and then having the surge there in the top of the 10th. Look, a lot on that. We'll do some flyers with Twitterella canned yesterday. There's an awful lot to discuss there. Stephen A. and LeBron, they continue to feud. We'll get into that throughout the program as well. Play some audio for you from yesterday as it just goes back and forth and back and forth. Look, all of it with you on the phone line, 215-592-9494, and hopefully mixing some NFL draft as we are now less than 4 weeks away. Richie Rich, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
How are you, bud?
Good. None of the Beatles, four of them. Mm-hmm. We discussed this with the four thing.
We did.
None of the four Beatles could actually read music.
I think I had heard that before.
George Harrison, though, could reportedly play 26 instruments.
Well, that's impressive.
26.
Yeah, that's...
Without reading music is wild.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That really is. All right, so let's get to it, guys. You know the deal. Pretty obvious topic that we're going to lead with today. Early impressions of the Phil's. You know, what stood out to you yesterday? It's our first crack at seeing the 2025 Phil's. And, you know, I'm curious, the 215-592-9494, what struck you the most? What struck you, you know, what also struck you? John, early impressions of the Phil's. What hit you yesterday?
I was relieved that Alec Bohm came through when it mattered. I felt like that mattered. The way that the game turned out, that confidence-boosting ending, and just the incredible Alec Bohm. There's a reason why he's so good offensively.
Ooh, look at you
the
coming around,
flat
Alec Bohm.
Bat, man, the flat bat. Look, I worry about Alec Bohm. I really do worry about Alec Bohm, sure, and his mindset. It's so critical that he be in the right place mentally for this team to be good. So that was an awesome start for Alec Bohm. I know it's a long season, but it's a great place to start. I wish Mackenzie Gore didn't have quite as good a day.
You think?
I wish Mackenzie Gore, like, please someone tell me Mackenzie Gore really is just unbelievably good. Because I didn't think heading into that game that it was going to look the way that he did.
Of course not.
Man, that was a struggle. For the first six, you know, like, it didn't feel the way I expected it to feel.
But the shadows are real. Like, we can't act like they're not.
It was both teams weren't hitting at all.
I
want to
find
out,
John, are you going to dismiss the shadows?
I'm not dismissing the shadows.
By the way, James, that's going
to
be a Twitter poll. I'm serious. Twitter poll is going to be,
I understand,
do you give the Phil's a pass because of the shadows? I'm not kidding.
It's real. Like it or not. Like,
right,
you saw those overhead shots of the field where it's like the batter is in dark and the pitcher is in light. Like, it's hard, man.
Especially in light of what Alec Bohm said about it after the game. I mean, he was so definitive about the impact the shadows had.
Yeah.
Look, we do want to hear from
Gotta
you.
Gotta live with that.
Well, you do.
This team still responded when it needed to respond. And the guys who responded, when we're down, It was Bryce Harper and the big bopper with the Schwarbaum getting us, you know, back into things.
Absolutely.
It really did sort of like resuscitate the team, jolted the team after the Mackenzie Gore dominance.
That's right.
And that's what we need. They figured out a way to piece it together properly to win it. And Alec Bohm just continues to be an offensive marvel.
I don't know if that continues. I mean, look, he was really lame at the end of the year. Look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Your early impressions of the Phils, what stood out to you yesterday? I mean, I'll start with this, and I'll start with the positive, because it's obviously not how you draw it up. But the two best Phillies were both great yesterday. You know, Zach Wheeler and Bryce Harper. I mean, I think Bryce Harper's hit was the most important hit of the game. I know there are others that matter. Schwarber's homer, Bohm's double. Like, that mattered a lot. JT's triple. But when I'm in a hole the whole game, well, the whole game up until that point, by the way, you know, into the seventh inning, when I'm in a hole like that, and it wasn't a big hole, but it felt kind of big because the Phillies could barely touch the ball, you know, I need that guy to get me even with the other squad. And Bryce was that guy. I mean, Bryce is one of the best players in baseball. That was a big-time moment yesterday. It was a big-time moment.
He's so clutch.
He's very clutch.
He digs deep and figures out a way to get it done for this team when other guys, they just can't seem to get it done. You know, yesterday, Trey Turner disappointed us.
I know.
Trey Turner was so disappointed.
Yeah, no, I know.
But
so,
Bryce goes out and he figures out a way to get it done.
So I start with Bryce just because he's the best player on the team. And then I go to the player I think is the second best player on the team, and that's Zach Wheeler. He did Zach Wheeler things. I mean, he did. Now, it was unfortunate in the end he didn't get the win because, you know, obviously, you know, the Nationals came back and made it a 3-3 game and the whole deal. So Wheeler doesn't get a W. But listen, those are your two studs. All due respect to Schwarber and everyone else on the team. Good players, very good players in a lot of cases. Not like studs. Harper and Wheeler were the guys, as they so frequently are. So I'm encouraged by that. Obviously, you know, what Bohm did in extra innings was tremendous. That was a massive hit. You know, a
Schwarber
win like that,
too.
Schwarber as well, no question. Wins like that can give you a little life. They put a little hair on your chest, gets a little hairy, gets a little tough.
Jordan Romano, maybe not the best Phillies debut.
Let me get there. So here's the thing about Jordan Romano. First off.
It's Romano.
Whatever the hell.
It is Romano.
Yeah, right. I know.
First off.
I've been calling him Romano for like 5 years.
Before the guy even gives up a run, I'm watching a pitch. I'm like, oh, for the love of God. Not one of these guys.
He's got crazy eyes. He's not one of those guys.
I don't need one of these tall, lanky, drink of waters. There's elbows.
My thing was more the fact that there's just a lot coming at you.
He looks gangly.
That's what pitchers look like. And then when the balls and the hits are hits,
I'm like, what in the hell is this nonsense?
Well, he's one of those pitchers. He's a slider pitcher. He's like, he throws balls and he hopes the guys chase. Those pitchers can be incredibly frustrating sometimes.
I thought he has crazy eyes.
He did. They had that too.
Like John. He has John Travolta crazy eyes.
Well,
you know
I mean? I didn't notice that, but did notice that he was
not
effective.
He has the weird hitch thing when he pitches, too, kind of the weird wind-up thing, which is annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was not digging anything about the Jordan. Look, he got squeezed on the one pitch. It should have been a strike. But with that said, he still completely collapsed.
You hit a guy and you walk a guy, and that's what made it hard for you to say you had a great first out.
Yeah, no, I mean, it obviously wasn't. But look, the Phils pull it out, and this is also despite Brandon Marsh not playing well, and that is notable because he is, as of right now, essentially an everyday starter. Like, he's not going to be an everyday starter to the same extent of Bryce Harper, right? I mean, you're going to get the occasional day where he doesn't play out there. But for the most part, he's a starter. And Marsh stunk yesterday. So that's a concern. But it wasn't that he stunk.
Approach, the at-bats were nowhere close to better. You know, like, I expected, a sharper-looking at-bat from Brandon Marsh, and I didn't get it yesterday.
No, you did not.
It felt very similar to bad at-bats that we saw from him last year.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't
what
good.
Was the difference?
Well, it wasn't good. By the way, let's also give you a taste of how it sounded yesterday here on WIP, because the Phils pulled it out. We'll give you two highlights early in the show, but we'll sprinkle them in throughout the program. Let's start with the big hit by Bryce, the big homer, when the Phils had been in a 1-0 hole, and they tied it up.
Sims kicks and deals, and the pitch is hit high in the air, deep center field. Young going back to the track, nearing the wall. He's out of room, and Harper with another opening day home run, his first as a Philly. number six in his career, to dead center field, and he's tied the game 1-1.
That was a big-time moment and really a shot. I mean, you know, the Schwarber one, I was more like, I don't know if that's going out. The Bryce one, bang! That was a big-time shot. Obviously, Schwarber followed two batters later. And then let's get to the other, like, really big one, because now you're in extra innings. 10th inning, Phils have given, you know, the lead. Well, not the lead back, but they've given up the lead. So now it's 3-3 in extra innings. And Alec Bohm laying out a case out there for obviously one of the biggest hits early in the season.
And the pitch to Bohm. He swings and blasts it. Left center field up the alley, and that will get the job done. And one hops the wall. One run is home. Harper flying around third. He's going to score without a throw, and Alec Bohm delivers. A rocket double to left center. It's 5-3 Phillies.
Look, obviously, great to hear Fransky back on WIP. We love Phillies baseball, and I think it's going to be a really good team this year. I think it's going to be a great team. Now, for a while yesterday, for about 2 hours, I know there were a lot of people cursing the Phils. I get it. It was gnarly for a good stretch. The shadows were rough. But, like, I don't think that totally excuses the Phils' bats. But to me, it's a big chunk of the conversation. All right. Where do you stand on all this? The first impression of the Phils from yesterday, what's up to you? 215-592-9494. Devin's down there in D.C. covering the game for us here at WIP. What stood out to her right there, right on the scene, including post-game in the locker room? We'll get to that. We'll play the audio of Alec Bohm after the game talking about the shadows. Look, there's a lot to it. And part of it, unfortunately, is, you know, Romano, whatever the guy's name is, that wasn't good. That was not good. But the Phillies did get the win.